Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been playing softball for nearly 30 years and managing teams for 20 years. I invite you to check out my book after you listen to this program. Signs of spring are popping up in the north, and frozen-out softball players are beginning to get itchy. So now's the perfect time to take a look at ASA rule changes for the new 2009 softball season. First, the new bat rules. The old rule said all approved bats were required to have the ASA certification mark or be on the official approved bats list. Now, both those conditions are mandatory. That is, bats must have the mark and be on the list. All bats must be free of dents this year. Umpires no longer have to identify if a dent is small enough for the bat ring to fit over the bat. If the bat has any dent at all, it is out of the game. New bat technology has brought about this rule. If the bat is designed with interchangeable components, it must meet the following criteria. 1. Mating components must have a unique locking key to prevent uncertified equipment combinations in the field. And 2. Bat components must be designed in a way to prevent uncertified equipment alterations. This allows for new bat technology, ASA says, that the Equipment Standards Committee has studied for several years before approving. Players wearing metal cleats after being warned by the umpire not to do so shall be ejected from the game. When an unreported substitute comes into the game, normal penalties apply, but the sub is not disqualified. He's entered into the scorebooks and may continue to play. Other penalties for an unreported sub do still stand, though. The home run rules for most classes have been changed. Slow pitch co-ed major classification now has an 8 home run limit. Men's slow pitch B classification now has a 6 home run limit. Men's C slow pitch classification and co-ed A slow pitch classification both now have a 4 home run limit. And men's D slow pitch classification and co-ed B classification now have a 2 home run limit. And a new slow pitch classification has been added, class E/rec, with a 0 home run limit. Any over the fence homer ends the half inning no matter how many outs there are. In men's A slow pitch, the run rule is now a 20-run lead after 4 innings and a 15-run lead after 5 innings. It had been 20 runs after 3 innings. All adult slow pitch, except masters and seniors, will begin with a 1-1 count. Now this one's a little tricky, listen carefully. When a fair batted ball deflects off a fence, then off the fielder before going over the home run fence, the ball is dead and the batter and all runners are awarded 2 bases from where they started. And finally, beginning next year, 2010, the optic yellow ball will be used in national championships for all slow pitch, including co-ed, masters, and seniors. And those are the new rules for the 2009 ASA softball season. Thanks for listening. I'd love to hear your feedback or ideas for future shows. Drop me a note at thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. That's all one word, thesoftballcorner@gmail.com. And check out my book, Managing and Coaching Adult Slow Pitch Softball, at slowpitchbook.com. All one word, slowpitchbook.com. Until next time, from the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.